Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
All right, I've got a bone to pick with this relationship expert. It's Team PXY on
98 PXY. She is.
Number one hit music station. It's Corey James and Breezy. All right, what are the qualifications of this lady?
Okay, so I'm on her.
Jana Hocking in Sydney, Australia.
I want her LinkedIn right now.
Yeah, what do we got?
And, well,
she's got a radio show, so does that mean
she's obviously, like, super smart because she's just like us. She's on the air.
That does not mean
anything. Australia.
Like, we prove
I just reached out to her on LinkedIn.
Oh, good.
Perfect. And I tweeted at her on Twitter.
Did you tell her that I'm mad at her for this piece of dating
advice? I did. Yeah. I just tweeted from our station's account. But she went to Charles Strutt University.
Oh, a great university, sure.
This is out in Sydney.
Mm-hmm, Australia, yep. Land down under, right.
Mm-hmm.
The toilets go the other way.
Okay. Oh, excuse me. I misspoke. The South Wales is where it is. Okay. So this girl's across the pond here.
Well, she's in Australia. That's a little more than across the pond.
Is Wales not in Australia?
Wales
no, it's in England.
Well, she's...
It's in England.
She's in Sydney, though.
But that's where she went to school. She went to school across the pond. She's not in this country.
But you went to school in Oswego. It doesn't mean you're by the lake. Still, you're not there anymore.
I digress.
You can say she went to school across the pond. You can't say that she is across the pond because she's literally in Australia.
Jane is not in this country.
There's a few ponds. There's a couple creeks to get a drip over. An alligator jumps out to try to bite you at one of them. Yeah, okay. Not in this country. Check. Okay, continue on.
She's gorgeous.
Yeah, okay.
Is that why
she's getting, she's able to give this advice?
Nope, she actually is a relationship columnist.
Okay.
And
where are the degrees? Any degrees?
I literally just told you her degree.
Well, what did she go to in South Wales? What was
journalism?
Okay.
She got a bachelor's in communications and journalism.
Okay.
Obviously,
so far,
she's just as smart as us. Like I said,
so far no relationship. Relationship.
She's
training.
A blogger, she's a producer, yeah, she's a podcaster, right. She's a sex columnist,
sure, okay.
She's a senior radio producer on a full-time morning show there. Okay. She's the real deal.
And she shares stupid opinions, apparently, that she claims is dating advice. Come on!
I don't think...
Of
all people, you were getting so fired up at your opinions and your takes on Twitter last week and say, well, you can't tell me how to feel. Those are my thoughts. Why are you getting so mad about my thoughts?
I was talking about...
You just said this is a stupid opinion.
Of course. I also don't claim to be an expert in anything. It's very clear that I'm not an expert in anything. That's
Clearly.
Kind of the point. And also, the take you're referring to was what kind of tacos I like to eat. I'm not telling everyone else what they should do, which is what this lady is doing. She is saying, never date a man in his 30s. That is her piece of dating advice for women and men across the world. And let me get into her reasoning as to why she says this, first off, okay? She says guys who are single in their 30s most likely have some commitment issues, which, probably not wrong there. Says since that's the age range when most guys have settled down. So if you're in your 30s and you haven't settled down yet, then you're probably having issues. So she says this is what you should do. You should wait. It's better to date divorced guys in their 40s and up than it is to date guys in their 30s. Quote, sure, they may come with some baggage, like the bitter remnants of a divorce and a few kids, but it also means they've proven they aren't scared to commit, at least for a decent amount of time. End quote. I take issue with this because of the fact that this is just labeling an entire group of people. How can you say that every person, every man specifically in his 30s who has not committed yet is incapable of committing? I'm exact proof against that. If my wife, what do you mean?
Okay.
I had commitment issues, absolutely. But guess
what? Of course you did.
But here's the deal. Everyone has commitment issues until they don't. Everyone has commitment issues until they find the right person. And then, guess what? Oh, weird. Those commitment issues just poof, and they're gone.
Okay,
but... Been committed ever since. Went on one date with my now wife, been committed ever since.
But you married your wife midway through your 30s.
Right.
So the whole first half of your 30s, you're exactly what this person with Jaina is embodying right now and what she's talking about.
Crazy. But what you aren't following and what you're not grasping is if my wife followed this advice, we would not be married. We would not have her beautiful son right now because I was in my 30s and single and something must be wrong with me. I mean, it's just crazy to assume that there's something wrong with someone. Maybe they just haven't found the right person yet. Maybe it's just that simple. And quite honestly, it's infuriating that she would throw this out as a relationship expert. It's ridiculous. And to look at a person and say, because of your age or because of one factor or this or that or this or that, that I'm just going to immediately dismiss you is ridiculous. Get to know someone.
You got to know a lot of people in your first half of your 30s.
I did.
You were a man whore.
You got to kiss a bunch of frogs before you get to the prince or princess.
And you could not commit to anyone or anything.
Because they weren't the right person, Breezy. Am I crazy for thinking that this is ridiculous? 585-222-9800. You can jump into the show right now. Where am I wrong exactly?
I just don't know. Like,
if she were to say, never date a girl in her 20s because they're not fully an adult yet, would you be mad about that?
But this girl's a relationship expert and she's speaking off her own experience. And honestly, like, I knew you when you were, I think you were 34, 33.
Yeah.
And you were just freeballing around, just throwing your stuff all around Rochester. I can't.
Dated a lot. I don't know if I was throwing my stuff all around. 222-9800. Joe the Cable Guy's on with us this morning. Joe, how are we doing, man?
I'm doing great. I side with you, Corey.
Thank you.
What she's basically saying is lower your standards. First off, that's not how anybody can be happy.
Yes, thank you. God.
You're settling. I mean, people have a standard for the certain type of person they want. Seldom do they get exactly what they want. But at least they know what kind of person they are, what kind of person they want to be with.
Right. Like, Joe, I don't know about you, but whenever I hear of people who, I dated the first person I ever went on a date, or I married the first person I ever went on a date with. Like, it's a cute story, and it's like a rom-com, but it's just, how do you know what you like, you know?
Right.
You kind of got to get out there a little bit and know the things that you like and the things that you don't and learn about yourself and learn about others. And that's how you can build the basis for having a strong, truly committed relationship. And certainly there are people out there who have, they're with the first person they're ever with, and that's great for them. But I don't know, if that were me, I'd always be wondering, what else is out there?
Well, I'd definitely be willing to hear her out if she had more of a basis for her reasoning. But
yeah.
I'm getting her on the show.
No, for sure. Yeah. Also, this texter, by the way, great point, saying that the Australian writer is also assuming that women that she's talking up don't have commitment issues. It's ridiculous. And some of them also are in their 30s, too. So why is it just men? Why is it not women?
Sounds like that only standard that there actually is.
Right? Weird. The only standard is the double standard.
Standard.
There it is. Joe the Cable Guy. Pleasure as always. Thank you for calling in, sir. All right.
I think she should change it to you should never date men in the first half of their 30s because you're living proof of this entire basis of
Breezy.
This.
She didn't say in the first half of their 30s.
I know, but I'm saying she should change it because you're literally like you embody everything that this person's saying.
So you're saying that there's a guy out there who he can't go from commitment issues at 31 to non-commitment issues at 32, finding the right person? It's absurd. I want you to send her this audio. I'm going to publicly call out this Australian writer, relationship expert, Jaina Hawking in Sydney, Australia. Come on the show. You can certainly defend yourself. More than happy to have her on. And if you
don't, I'd love to talk to her.
And if she doesn't,
I think she has a point.
And if she doesn't, she's a coward. Boom.
Look at the spade calling a spade
and,
here.
And I know. I can smell my own. Who knows more about being a coward than I do?
The pot calling
no
the
one.
Kettle black.
Absolutely
literally
no
you.
And obviously, if she doesn't come on the show, that means that she is too afraid and can't defend her point.
I don't think she's afraid.
Yeah, absolutely. Very scared.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.